From me and me.
Who are we? And we've come to some quite interesting conclusions, yeah? Very interesting conclusions about who we are. Really what we're doing is asking lots of questions about who we are. So we start off with seeing Ein Doche Nefesh Mekne Nefesh, that the value, the intrinsic value of a Jew is not based on his deeds and what deeds he has done or will do. He has an intrinsic value, that everyone has an equal intrinsic value. That's talking about Doche Nefesh Mekne Nefesh. We saw that there's a in Pugach Nefesh, young after the Roiv, even Sveik Sveikas, in Machal all the Shabbos is to save a person's life. Then we saw how choshu we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our physical needs even come to Lifnei Kisei HaKovod. Then we saw that, a level up about that, that we actually in some way, the system is designed in such a way that we actually facilitate the increase and decrease of power and energy and influence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the world, whatever that means. We left with Akasha. And the last big kasha we need to ask is, before we can go understand who we are, is the question on Daf Nun. Mit chesed im koine keitzad. How did you chesed to Hashem? How did you chesed for Hashem? Chazal, in Berea Mehemona, the Midbar, Pashas Pinchas, one of the Midrashim, Al Midas HaChesed Shel Amar Avinu. Eizu Chosid. The Midrash wants to know, who's a Chosid? Ze HaMitchesed Im Koinoi. You know what a Chosid is? He's the one that does Chesed for his Creator. Kviyazu Hi L'Choyra Pela. This is, on the surface, a big wonderment. Keitzad Niten Liyoyis MitChesed Im Koinoi. How do you Chesed for Hashem? Danu La'esu Isim HaChesed? וכיהו תולו בחסדנו, אשר נצמא אני זה החסד? או אם הוא בדבר רבי סיימר, ישראל מפרנוסים לאבים של שמיים. The Zohar says, in the lesson of the Zohar, that Klal Yisrael provides panosa for their father in heaven. That's why we don't have panosa, because we've got to look after Hashem, so I think that would, come on, that would. Because Baruch Hu tzach panosa? ולא עד אלה שפנוסה בידינו, היתוכן? First of all, Hashem needs panasa, right? And we're responsible for providing Hashem with a panasa. Come on. The Torah has to make sense. This doesn't make no sense. Well, Lord Zubil Vat? Because Baruch Hu Kosev Aleinu, B'Torosoi, U'megale Lanu L'Day Nevi'o V'Avodah V'Kadoshim, B'Shoyin Shol Chiba V'Ava Tzuma. Because Baruch Hu writes about us in the Torah and reveals us via his holy prophets and servants, a lotion of incredible love and desire for us. Lulei mikrash akos of lo ayinu mehizim afilu b'dinayinu l'acharochu b'yoyis l'alas dvorim eilu al dals v'seinu. Had it not been written in Pesukim, we couldn't have had the beginnings of a chutzpah to even try and even express these words with the poverty of our mouths. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makano otanu b'tor reyecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to the Jewish people as reyecho. The most intimate terms you can call about a person. It usually refers to a wife, but it means an intimate. Reecho is someone who is an intimate friend.
To see.
No, because it's an ayin. This is an ayin.
Like a shepherd?
It's almost lotion of a shepherd. Yeah. It's almost lotion of a shepherd. Interesting. Yeah. It's Shira Shirim, you go to the Gemara, the Psukim in Shira Shirim brings out 10 Lashonos, 10 expressions of love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the Jewish people. It's brought in the brachas we make under the chuppah. Reyecho, Reyuvi Mahuvim, beloved Reyiv Mahuvim, whatever. Kivyochal anu nechshovim Reyim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At a simple level, it means spouse. Reyecho, after Reyecho kamoicho, your friend. ושוב נשאל את השאלה, אם לא שייך כאן הביטוי, ומי יקר חברוסה כלפי שמיה? Does somebody have a חברוסה with Hashem? Can you be Hashem's friend? What are you talking about? Yeah. Talking about. I mean, it's the Torah says it, but okay, fine. The Torah says it must be true, but do we know what it means? Does it make sense to us? Does it make sense to you? So don't absorb it yet, because you don't know what it means. Vina kosh bokh makano tanu bonim, kosh bokh kosh bonim, hu gam makano tanu achoisi rayoisi yoinosi tamisi ayel dizeh, do lo shaine stekh shir shir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us all these wonderful endearing terms. My sister, my beloved, my dove, my whole one. Abitu tamosi, Eilim Chazal Kiviyachol, lo anu godu mimenu, v'lo hi gadoile mimenu. The expression of tamosi, when you refer to someone as a tamosi, it means you're not greater than me and I'm not greater than you. It means we're equals. We're completely peers in this relationship. Mesivim Chazal tamosi, kishnei tumot. From Russian twins. It's Hashem and me, we're twins. Hashem, I'm a twin with Hashem. Yeah? The last Purim Shul, they mocked me and I haven't used it, but I'll use it now because no one here, so I'll use it again. Is the plankton one. You know what plankton is?
Yeah.
You know how big it is? Oh. Imagine there's a piece of plankton up there in Antarctic somewhere trying to have a relationship with you. Yeah? He's sitting in the deep sea there and his mom is talking to Yaakov every day, yeah? And he relates to you like you're his best friend and his buddy, whatever. That's not even the beginnings of understanding the difference between us and Hashem. You're talking about a plankton trying to get my attention, right? My cash, what are you talking about? Me and Hashem, we're twins, we're equals. You know how big the world is? You know how big the sun is? You know how many Manhattans you have to burn every second to keep the sun burning? You know how much coal you've got to burn to keep the sun burning? You know? And it's nothing! The sun's nothing. It's a little pinprick in Hashem's infinite stuff. And I... You understand this? It doesn't make sense to you. Ma'atuhu mimalalu chashash ha'echad es roisha ha'sheni magish. The one tune gets a headache, the other one feels it. Kach ima anoichi b'tzorah. So the pasuk, the Yilkut Shmoni says... Hashem says, in the same way that a twin, one twin is distressed, the other twin feels it. I have twins, I know, it's quite eerie sometimes. But that's the way it is. So too, Hashem says, I'm with you in your tzorah. You've got a bit of tzorah, so Hashem says, I'm the same, I've got the same tzorah as you. Totally empathetic. The congregation of Israel is called the Bride of Hashem. Ketzad niten lavin zos. Because bochu tzarech atanu kamo shebal tzarech es ishto. What kind of relationship is my relationship with Hashem that I'm his wife? I'm his bride. What are you talking about? This is the shenis of Torah. This is not we use these terms. The Torah uses these terms. You have to understand what they mean. HaKadosh Baruch Hu machshiv otanu k'shutfim b'maaseh breishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers us partners in the whole of maaseh breishis. The kasha, the ki hu tzarech shutfim. Hashem's having a hard time getting his business taken care of, so he needs me, takes me as a partner, yeah? No, what kind of business is? Bolameinu anhu bal esek lokeach shutef. In our world, somebody has a business, takes a shutef, rakashi hu einu musuga levode lachzik et esek. Nobody gets involved in partnerships lechatchila. Yeah? Because partnerships never end on a good foot. Why are you taking a partner? Because you need somebody. You can't get this business done unless you have a partner. You don't have enough capital, you don't have enough expertise, whatever. So you take somebody in to fill the gaps. Hashem's got gaps. He needs a partner because a partner's got some special talents or whatever, or abilities. But poor Hashem, he really wants to finish this world, and he says he'll take a partner. He needs a bit of venture capital from us. Yeah. He's running out of money, you know. Hashem's a bit short of money, so I've got some, I'll help you fulfill your book. Hashem's not going to measure that, it's Kaviyachol. A Jew stands on Friday night with a cup of wine in his hand, and he says, Vayechulu. Or is it kiddush? Well, you day kach hunas the shutef b'maaseh breishis. That says his maaseh shutef b'maaseh breishis. Jew gets up to say kiddush, maaseh shutef b'maaseh breishis. Shutef b'kol abriah tzuma niflo, aniglis leneged einenu. This whole wonderful, beautiful bria. Hey, this is mine. Yeah. Take your kid outside and say, one day, my son, all this is going to be yours. Your partner's in the business. Yeah. Ketzer adover yechel yes. How is this all possible? Okay. Good questions to take with you. Nun Beis Perek Gimel Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. For me, the whole world was created Yesh Miayim. Hatshuva Lekol Hashaylos Halalu Klul B'Mishpat Echad. The answer to all these questions, we'll have to expand this out, but it's including one sentence. Klul B'Divrei HaMishna Masechta Sanhedrin Perek Dalet. the Mishnah, in Sanhedrin. Chayev Adam Leima, Chayev Adam. We have a chiyuv to say, Bishvili Nidva Olam. The whole world was created for me. Yeah, so you can all get out of here. Yeah. What's traffic jams about? These guys shouldn't be on the road. It's my road. Kol Olam Kulu, Hashemayim Va'aretz, the whole world, the Shemayim and the Aretz, Kol B'nai Adam, Hachayos, Habahemans, Shrotzim, Burumosim, Ma'etzim, Bekol HaShem B'Yavash B'Yam, Bekol HaOlamos, Elyonim V'Tachtonim, Melochim V'Sofim, Bekol HaDayre Shechai Ba'Olam, Bekol HaDayre Shechai Ba'Olam, Ad Bias HaMashiach. You know what we're talking about here, Kol Olam? When we say Kol Olam, Nishvili Nivra Olam, we're talking about the whole world. Even the plankton, the whole thing, everything, the doors that were, that will be, the Shemayim, the Aretz, Shemayim, we don't just need a little blue thing we see. Are we talking about, you know, what the Hubble telescopes play games with, far out, yeah, the whole universe, everything in the created world, all, everything in this finite world, is Bishvil Kol Yochid V'Yochid. It's there for each individual. That means if no one else would exist, the world would still exist just for me.
Well, the spiritual world as well.
Yes, because that's all part of my separation. The spiritual worlds are part of the Bria. Anything that's outside what we call the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is part of the Bria. And that means everything that's part of everything that comes from the Bet in Brachos on. Before the Bet in Brachos is not, because that's Hashem. Al Pisod Zeh Novin Madua Ein Doichin Nefesh Mip Nefesh. On the basis of this foundation, you can understand why you don't push off one Jewish life for another. Kol Echad Hu Olam Olam Bifnatzmo, because each Jew is a whole world unto himself. Even if he's a vegetable, he's not doing anything. The whole world was created for him. The whole world was created for him, and he's a whole world.
The whole world
is created for him. And him.
Each one is the Oilam Molet.
You're an Oilam Molet. The whole world's created just for you. And just for me. You find that
he's not allowed to believe that about you, though.
Yeah, he is. We'll see. That's the obvious problem here, right? How does Hashem have 500 only children? Okay, good. You're my only child. That's a steerer. Yeah. The fact that you're my only child excludes everybody else from being my only child. Yeah. That's your problem. Okay, fine.
No, there's a subtle difference. How Hashem can manage to have
the... Oh, the carrot is... That's the carrot.
Okay, well, that I can handle. But in terms of me, if I'm relating to Hashem as I'm his only child, then that would, my relationship with Hashem, then that would exclude everyone else.
That's the difficulty.
That's what he's saying.
That's the difficulty. I'm not answering. I'm just making it more difficult. I'm not coming to answer. That's the problem. That's what I said. That you are Hashem's only child and I'm Hashem's only child. Okay. That's the problem.
Are we allowed to take this existence? I don't want to use that word.
We can't do anything with you until we've seen everything because we're still in kasha mode.
Let's just keep the kasha going.
That's what I'm saying. We don't really understand what's being said yet. So it's hard to draw too many conclusions. In the chinami, you have to refine this. Right now we're confused. We haven't got a clue what's going on. That's a nice place to be, if you know that, you know, that's where you're supposed to be. Yeah. When you're dealing with a Kosh Boch, you sometimes have to hold conflicting things in your head. The doctor's dilemma, you know. The doctor has to know that the patient being wheeled in here now is 100% dependent on him. If he doesn't treat this patient properly, whatever, he's chayv, he's a murder, etc., etc. And at the same time, he has to know that this patient's going to live or die irrespective of what he does. Because no one can live or die without Hashem. I mean, no matter what you do, what's going to happen to this guy is going to happen. Yeah? Those are those parallel lines that sometimes touch. The guy's drowning in the river, and he's going to drown or he's going to be saved one way or another. There's nothing you can do to facilitate or save this guy's life. If he's meant to die, he's going to die. You can be super lifesaver, you know, the guy's going to drown, he's going to drown. That's what Hashem wants. And if Hashem's going to save him, you can stand by and watch. I don't know, the dolphin will save him. I don't know, she's got plenty of ways of saving the guy. But if you don't jump in and save him, the Torah says you killed him. You're a murderer.
Why do we say even in Shkorah to the guy that did save him?
Okay, so don't say shkoch. I don't say shkoch. So don't say shkoch. Fine, you're right. That's a question. Didn't sound like a question, but I'm going to interpret it as a question. Good question. So why do we say thank you? Good question. Okay, nothing else. Fund? Okay. You're out. You're out. Same as when you go fundraiser. The guy gives you money, doesn't give money, nothing to do with him. So why not give you money, you say thank you, because that's called a Koros HaTov. It means you never have Koros HaTov ever. It's all Hashem. See, not like that. See, you have to have Koros HaTov. It says a person who doesn't have a Koros HaTov for a person will eventually come to have not a Koros HaTov to Hashem. So you see, there is something why we have to have a Koros HaTov. You're out. Why don't you have a Koros HaTov? Because at the end of the day, this guy helped you. He was Moshe Nefesh for you. He did suffer for you. He did dive into the river and he did get wet. And he himself nearly drowned trying to save you. And he had a few frightening, scary moments and whatever. At the end of the day, he did save you.
But there's an alternate side, the other side.
What's the side?
You side of Hashem completely.
Who asked you to jump in here and save me? You could have stood there and Hashem would have saved me.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying...
Why do I have to have a cross of truth? Because the God did at the end of the day do what he did to save
me. All the power is coming from the God that saved you as opposed to from Hashem.
No, you have to thank Hashem as well for giving this God the ability to save you. But you have a cross of truth for the God who saved you as well.
You have a
Koros HaTov for every breath you take. You have a Koros HaTov when you walk on the grass. You have a Koros HaTov for every blade of grass that's cushioning your shoe. That's a big person. A big person walks around saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Every I call Neshima the Neshima. Every breath he takes, every Jew, every a person opens a door for himself. But you walk through without having to open the door. Have a Koros HaTov. He opened the door for you. You didn't have to open the door. That's a very high, refined neshama. There's a Koros HaTov for everything, because Magiyeli Klum, nothing's due me. So everything I get from everywhere and anything is just an enormous outpouring of a Koros HaTov. It's a very high level there. But you're right. Well, thank your wife for supper. If you didn't deserve supper, she wouldn't have made you supper. If you deserved supper, she would have found a way to get you supper. So thank your wife for supper. Thank you, Hashem, for supper. Babes, what do you want from me? Your question's well taken. I have a question. We see it's not like that, okay? We understand intuitively there's something wrong there. But you're right. Yeah, your question's a valid question. Namik Yosef Bekfirzu, let's go a bit deeper. Keitzad Noichalavi, Lefiorcheinu, Shekod Yudi Hu Oilamale, Mekola Shemaim, Mishmai Shemaim, Vaetz, Mekola Shebo, Hayekudayim Bishvil Yudi Echad. How do we understand that the whole everything, the whole bordering on infinite universe, is Kedah for one Jew? Vashem Kach Anu Tzrichim Medat Bishvil Mani Vailam. In order to know that, we have to understand what was the world created for. You can't say it's worth the whole world being created for one Jew if you don't know what the world was created for. Correct? In order to know if something's worthwhile, if it's achieving its goal, means this whole world is kedai for one Jew. Why? How? Well, you need to know what the world is created for to know if it's kedai or not. This whole factory is worthwhile, okay, for one person. Why? Because this factory was designed, the whole goal of this factory was to give a chicken to one person. So this factory produced chicken soup for one person, which is kedah. It was all worth it, because that was the goal. The goal was to feed one person. If your mission statement is this, and you achieved your mission statement, then it's worthwhile, right? So what's Hashem's mission statement on the back of, well, the whole world's right, so just one person? Well, we have to know what's the goal of the world then. לכן ככה אנחנו צריכים לדעת בשביל מה נברא אלו. מהי מטרה סבריה? What's the goal of the creation? מה רוצה הקדוש ברוך הוא להשיג כביכול בבריאה סולומו? What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want to achieve with the creation of the world? Then you can work out afterwards if it's worthwhile just for one person or not.
So it's just to know then what the matter of that person is?
First we have to understand, first we have to have the mission statement. Then see whether this mission statement is being achieved by only one person being in the world. מדברי חז"ל, אלו, אנו מבינים כי תוכן שיוכל בוידד יוכל לקיים את כל תכלית הבריאה. So if you just learned now, the conclusion is that one lonely person can fulfill the whole purpose of the bria. Because בשבילי נברא אלו, the whole world is kedai, even if it's just for me. Right?
The whole world is created.
Just for me. That means what? That means if no one else was around, if there would be no one else in the world, it's worthwhile creating just me. The whole world would have been created just for me, because בשבילי נברא אלו. That means there's no one else in the world. There's no one else in the world, right? You wake up one morning, you knock tzaddik after the flood, there's no one else in the world, the whole world is created just for me. That means I'm capable of fulfilling the purpose of creation, only me. You have to say that. And we don't understand that, but that's a natural conclusion to what you just learned.
You are the reason for creation.
Bishvili, for me, the world was created. So what was the world created for? No, what's the purpose of creation?
You're suggesting that the world doesn't need a purpose. The purpose is you.
The purpose is you. That's what I'm saying.
So what does that mean? Okay, good. So what does that mean?
I'm saying, you need to know your purpose in order to understand your purpose.
Slowly, okay. So you didn't say not. Maybe that is the purpose of the creation. Let's see. Okay. Good. Let me get there. Good. בדברי חז"ל אלו, אנו מבינים כי תוכן שיוכל בו ידיד יכול לקיימת כל כך יסביר. ובמילא הוא אילם שולם בפני עצמו. ובשבילי נברא אילם. Therefore, he's a world unto himself, a whole world, and for him the whole world is created. ואמה, הדברים מפורשים בו איסא משנה. לפיכך נברא אדם יחידי. This concept is explained in that mission that we brought about from Sanhedrin. It says, לפיכך. Therefore, Nivra Adam Yechidi Lamdecha. Why was Adam Rishon created Yochid as one? Why? When Hashem created man, he created one man. Why? You're going to have lots of men in the world. Create lots of men. Why create one? Shekol Amavet Nefesh Achis Mizrael. Whoever causes the loss of one Jewish soul, Ma'ala Lavakosuf Kilu Ibn Oilamod. The Torah considers it as if he destroyed a whole world. Kol Amakayim Nefesh Achis Mizrael, Ma'ala Lavakosuf Kilu Kaim Oilamod. Whoever keeps one Jewish soul, Makayim's one Jewish soul, it's as if he kept the whole world. Adam Rishon Nivra Yechidi, also Bilvad Yechoyla Yisil Mishtamesh Kol Tachlis Abriya. Adam Rishon was created individual. Via him alone, the whole purpose of the whole Tachlis Abriya could have been created, could have been achieved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo bore Yisimi Adam Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create more than one man. L'namdeinu Shebe Adam Echad, to teach us that in one Adam, Kedayla Mashmesh is called Tachli Sabriya. It is possible to bring about the whole performance of the creation. One person only. Now we have to know what's the Tachli Sabriya. Then I say, let's do Tzad Echad Kadima. Let's take one more step forward. Mahi Tachli Sabriya. What is the purpose of creation? Ah, now we get into the meaning of life. What is the meaning of life? Hamburgers. Kaitzad Yechayla Mishtamesh. Al yaday kol yochid lehismamesh. Sorry, how is it able to be actualized? Al yaday kol yochid vayochid. How can each individual bring about the purpose of bria? We have to find out what the purpose of bria is. Next exciting episode. Okay, tomorrow. What is the purpose of life?
Bishvil.
Ma chavosa ba'alama. Ma chavosa ba'alama. That's really what the Mesillas Yesharim is asking you to get in touch with. What am I living for? What am I living for?